USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It turns out there may not be a second strain of the coronavirus after all. The New York Times claims reports of a second COVID mutation were just a theory from White House Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx. Birx apparently saying how another variant in the United States might explain the surge in cases, and her comments were included in a report. President Trump is responding to Twitter's move to permanently suspend his account from its platform late Friday, condemning the big tech giant and saying they do not stand for free speech. The president adding Twitter may be a private company, but without the government's gift of Section 230, they would not exist for long. Twitter saying the president's post had violated its glorification of violence policy. Twitter has not provided any evidence to back up their claim. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
House Democrats announced that impeachment articles will be filed in the House on Monday. If the House does impeach President Trump next week, there won't be any quick action in the Senate. That's because the Senate is in recess until January 19th, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has signaled that he won't reconvene the Senate even if the House votes on impeachment. Jeopardy pays tribute to Alex Trebek on the longtime host last show.
Even though Trebek passed away 2 months ago from cancer, he taped enough episodes to last until yesterday, his final show after 36 years. The show ended with a video montage set to the song Once Before I Go. Jeopardy's executive producer told NBC's Today Show Trebek was in enormous pain during his final tapings, but he was an absolute warrior. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Following the Capitol Hill riots and a slew of Trump administration officials resigning, Rick Grenell, former U.S. ambassador to Germany, told Fox Business he's very proud of President Trump's achievements, especially his America First agenda.
I'm very proud of all the work that the Trump administration has done, especially when it comes to America First. I don't think you're ever going to be able to put that issue back in a bottle. I think it's been unleashed. The American people now are so much more cognizant of what matters when it comes to foreign policy and national security. They're much more engaged. They see the benefit and they want to put America first. So I think what Donald Trump has done when it comes to really educating the citizenry about access to issues that Washington types try to hold close to their chest and try to keep away from the American people, I don't ever think that that's going to go away. I think that that's a very good goal, and it was something that was achieved by Donald Trump.
Search and recovery efforts are underway after an Indonesian passenger jet crashed into the Java Sea. Radar contact was lost just minutes after the Boeing 737 took off Saturday. Officials say 62 people were on board, including 7 children. Heavy rain was reported in the area at the time it went down. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.